And aloha. Welcome to Talk Story, Maui's longest running talk show, 28 years and going strong. I'm Cindy Paulus, your host, and today it's all about the rodeo and the parade, and we are very happy to be here. Of course, we're sponsoring and happy to be welcoming some wonderful people, and I have a wonderful man in the studio, actually two great guys in the studio, and we'll be having more joining us. Dwayne Hamamur is here. Welcome, Dwayne. So nice to have you in studio. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
You're president of the Maui Makawa Rodeo Parade, and it's going to be a great one, so we're going to talk about that first. And also Brian Michaels is here from Jim Falk Ram Trucks. Aloha, Brian.
Hello, how are you?
It's good to see you. By the way, we'll talk about how you could get a free truck. I'd say that always gets people's attention. A free truck. A free truck, yeah, that's true. But Dwayne, we're going to talk first to you. The Makawa Parade is just really, I'm putting my neck out on the line here, on the chopping block, but it's my favorite parade. I know there's other parades, and I'm friends with some of the other people who do parades, but it's my favorite parade.
Yeah, it's really my favorite parade as well. That's why we really participate in it, and we are really trying our best to make it really enjoyable for everyone, spectators, participants, and everybody.
It's kind of really hometown. And you know, it's got that beautiful upcountry flavor and feeling. And it's also nice that you're going up that historic Baldwin Avenue there with everyone. I was driving there just the other day, and all the lovely... everything's out on Baldwin Avenue. You see all the stars and stripes, and I don't even know what you call those different things that look like flags, but they're all along the streets. So it's really great, and you're up close and personal, and it's just wonderful. And I'm so happy you got a wonderful Grand Marshal. Henry Silva is the Grand Marshal, and boy, what a great guy he is. And happy to see that Rose Freitas is back in the special parade honoree this year. And is she going to be riding?
Yes, Rose will be riding. She did enter even as a participant.
Wow.
And the theme for the parade this year is Ka Nahono Nohana Paniolo. And the reference is to the past, present, and future Paniolo. So she's really excited. She's going to be riding with a lot of her older braidery and things like that. So she's very excited.
She's been in the parade for so many years.
Yeah, she's been in mostly all of them. She's missed a few, but...
Yeah, I mean, so how many years for this parade? How many years has the parade been happening?
This is the 52nd year for the parade.
So we think back 52 years, huh?
Yeah.
Did you grow up and watching the parade?
Actually, no. I originally grew up on Oahu, but I've been in Makawa now for, 35, 40 years.
Long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I've kind of been seeing the parade for about 28 years, and I just love it. It starts at 9 a.m., but here's the thing, folks. This year, more than ever, it's really great to get up there early, right?
Yes. We are having, the normal road closures. But for spectators, we do have shuttles for they can park over at the Oski Rice Arena.
Oh, that's nice.
And get a free shuttle down to Makawa Avenue.
Okay.
And for participants that usually park either at Oski Rice or at Eddie Tam.
And then you do the walk around and get down there?
Yeah, we'll have a shuttle for them this year for the first time.
Because I've walked before many times. Because there's a lot of the horse entries and down there by the veterans. Park there so that there's all that action down there, and it's kind of fun. It's like a party. Makawa people, everyone knows everyone, right? So
yes.
Everyone kind of gets out, and there's people, and everyone's hugging and kissing, and you have your lays, and you do your final decorations and stuff. When does the road get closed?
Okay, the way how they have it set up, there is a Keiki horse stick race.
That's at 8:30.
Which begins at 8:30.
Yeah.
So Baldwin Avenue, which is the road that the stick horse race is on, technically will close somewhere around 8 o'clock, 8:15, and Makawa Avenue at about 8:45.
Okay. So, but you want to get there then and actually be and get your place. And I think the favorite, it's hard to say. I mean, having seen it mostly from in the parade point of view, a lot of people like to be right there as the corner's taken, right? Where Casanova and everything is. A lot of people hang out there where you turn onto Makaua Avenue, don't they?
Yes.
A lot of people hang out there. And there's kind of the announcer's booth. Is that going to be over there still on the other side where the by the Dragon's Den over there, or is it going to be up? Where's the announcer stand this year?
Yes, the announcer stand is right there at the old Matsui building. And this year we actually have three announcing groups.
Wow.
That is the first one, and that is the main one. Mm-hmm. That's where the judges will be as well. And this year we also have two more going down Makaua Avenue.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's smart.
Yeah.
So people will know down, because people do line up all the way down to the Oscar Rice Arena where you turn down the hill, right?
Yes, yeah.
It's kind of cute because the businesses and all the people come out and stuff. So one of my favorite things up there, I do love the Hongmonji Mission. And they've been doing their rummage sale for years up there. And that's a good way to start your day if you want. I mean, they get a great rummage sale going on. They've been doing that for a long time. That starts at 7 o'clock in the
yes.
morning. So
yeah.
If you really want to get going early and get some awesome deals. And that's a beautiful building. Gosh, I love that tree out front. That's been there for years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
That's
yeah,
one of the bigger
big
old
tree.
Trees, you
yeah.
know. And it's a lovely place to go. So you can go. In fact, a lot of people like to watch the parade from up there and kind of hang out up there, too. So you could do that at 7. I guess I don't know how long that goes on for, but I imagine up until about 9 or something. But you can get up there and do that. And that's right across from the post office there. And then there's the pancake breakfast happening. If you do early, this is your plan. Go to the rummage sale at 7, then go to the pancake breakfast because that starts at 7:30, right?
Yes, that starts at 7:30. This is the first year we're kind of doing that.
That's right, at Habibi's? Where's that? Tell
yes.
people where that is.
Habibi is about in the middle of town on Baldwin Avenue. It's actually fairly new. I just found out today that I think Habibi means sweetheart.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Ah,
I was
well, now we
that.
Know.
And, yeah, so they'll have a pancake breakfast with sausage, and it's just $5.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
To get a pancake breakfast for $5, that's a steal. Wow. Yeah. And then, of course, there's the cakey. There's always stuff. And at the Makaua Library, there's going to be free face painting. That also starts at 7:30 to 9:30. So we got a lot of action going on early this year.
Yes. There might be two face painters. One will probably be stationed on Baldwin Avenue somewhere. And essentially, it's free for the keiki. So
that's fun.
Come out there and get your faces painted.
And you know what? People like to wave flags and wave things, so that's cool. And Makaua Merchants is going to have a Paniolo chili cook-off. And I'm kind of surprised that's starting right at 9 and going till 1 at Designing Wahine. That's on Makaua Avenue, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, the location got changed.
Okay.
It's going to be a little bit more up toward Komoda's, which will be open with
okay.
all their good pastries.
Oh, boy, is that a favorite stop when you're getting ready at Komoda? I mean, what's your favorite? Mine's the cream-filled cream puff. Was that yours? Are you shaking your head? Do you know? Oh, you have to. I mean, it's there.
I love that one.
That was my favorite. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
It is so, so good.
Yeah, definitely. Oh. But, the other
you could do the pancake breakfast and that. Or better yet, you get that and put it on top of your pancakes, the cream puff on the pancakes.
That sounds good.
And then
good.
Pour syrup over the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a plan.
It's fun. A lot of merchants are being involved. Actually, Polly's Mexican restaurant,
mm-hmm.
they open only once a year for breakfast, and it's on the
oh,
parade day.
I didn't know that, and I love Tim and the folks at Polly's. They're wonderful, and they're going to have breakfast.
Yes.
Oh, isn't that cool?
I bet
they'll have the some really cool dishes, because I love their food.
Yeah, so do
I. Really
I.
do.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great to know. It's a great idea because there's really no other restaurants open.
Right.
So that's cool.
Yeah, a lot's going on.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of that Mexican dish that has the eggs, the name for it, and I can't. It's one that's made with beans, and it's so good. Ah, it'll come to me. You don't remember either, do you? I mean, there's a Mexican dish with the eggs, and then you get the beans and the salsa and everything all over it. All right. Yay. We're being joined by our next guest now, which is cool. So tell me about how many entries you have in the parade this year.
Okay, this year it's a little smaller. It's not a political year.
That makes a difference.
Last year we had close to almost 28 political groups. This year our total entries are about a little over 40.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of musical groups. There'll be a lot of horseback riders.
Oh, I'm glad about that. I like the horses.
There'll be a lot of floats, musical, and all kinds of stuff. So should be fun.
I've done the horseback riding in the parade before, and I'll tell you, you have to have a good horse and you have to be a good rider, because I was there one time when Henry Baldwin had his stagecoach, and he'd got it all done over, and he was waiting down there, and then the horses spooked and kind of went up the side of. You remember that?
I saw it. I was right there.
Yeah, and I'm going, oh no, and there goes the stagecoach over. And they're like, oh, you know. But horses, I mean, really have to get trained special. And you know, the main thing you want is not a two-spirited horse, but a nice, calm horse who doesn't get afraid by noises and balloons and kids running out on the road and stuff like that. Because, you know, you got to have a good, calm horse. But it's part of the parade, especially up country, right, you know. And it's a wonderful part of the parade, I tell you. But so that's cool. Oh, I didn't mention also, I noticed there's going to be book fair and craft making at the library. And usually the library's closed. So I'm kind of surprised that they're going to be open.
Yeah, they are. I don't know what they did last year, but it's just another thing that is there for the kids and the public to participate in on this parade day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I do want to give a shout out to all the people who are part of the parade. You have a lot of really smart on horseback people watching the parade, volunteering to help out. And how many volunteers do you have along the way helping out on the parade? Because you have to have crowd control. You also need to have making sure everything's running smoothly. Every now and then a truck or a car breaks down or something happens, you know, things you can't count on. So you need to have a lot of people hanging around, right?
Oh, definitely. As far as our street marshals go, I think we're looking at 40 to 50 of them.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Now, I would have guessed 4 or 5. I'm really surprised you have 40 or 50.
Yeah, and we also have mounted marshals. We're going to have maybe a good 15 to 20 of them.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Now, that's something you don't have in other parades.
I don't know.
No, there's no other parades that have mounted marshals. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, okay.
There's not. That's pretty unique. I love that. That's really a cool part of it, you know. And you know what? It's really, again, that's part of the Paniola feel of upcountry, you know, that you have. That's so cool. And then the last part of the parade that's so cool is the people. The people along the side of the road. I'm telling you, folks, when you're up there, get there early, get your space. But people really do like it when you wave back. You know, you can be in a float or you can be in a car, and you're waving and you're waving and you're saying hi and everything. But, you know, not a lot of times sometimes people just get that glazed look in the parade and they don't really realize that you're really waving to them, you know. So wave back. But the crowds are really wonderful up there.
Yes, definitely. And talking about the horses again, you know, just remind all our spectators that horses do get spooked from loud noises, and they even get spooked from, like, bubbles and things like that. So we want spectators to be aware that in a horse parade, just kind of be aware of
those
things.
Don't throw anything out at a horse.
Yes.
Not a good idea,
no.
Not a good idea. You don't want to throw anything out, and you don't want to run out and you know, you got to watch the kids around there. And the other thing you got to watch, too, is make sure, I mean, I know we have pets and things, but if you have dogs or something, you don't want those dogs running loose in a parade. That's not a good idea. I mean, dogs and horses a lot of times may not get along, and you don't want a dog running loose on a parade route or anything like that either. So if you have a pet or something, make sure they're right there and you're holding on to them, and they're not running around and barking and, because, you know, you never know, and that's one thing. So, you know, you just want to be safe. It's kind of early this year. Again, it's this Saturday, folks, because this year you had to decide. I think we've got the head of the rodeo guy coming in. Aloha and welcome. Is this Rory?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Rory, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Glad you could call in. You've been busy. Rory's the
busy.
Maui Roping Club president, and you've been getting. Have you been up there at the arena getting everything ready, Rory?
Oh yeah, we've been up there running cattle, getting all our banners up, and just getting everything ready for this weekend.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to get ready, and I have to say it's going to be wonderful. I'm glad Danny Estacado's coming back to play.
Yes, ma'am. He's coming, and it's going to be a good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now Dan.
Country Night on Friday night. That's a good band.
That's a great band. I love them.
Yep.
And one of the big things that people need to be aware of, too, is there's a little bit of a time change. I know people are used to seeing the parade and then kind of hanging out for a little while and heading straight up there to the Oscar Rice Arena. But it's a little different this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to start it at 4 o'clock. You know, it gets hot in the middle of the day, and it's not very comfortable sitting on them bleachers in the hot sun. So if we make it a little later in the evening, probably be cooler for the contestants and the livestock and everyone around.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, this is Roland. I said Rory, but it's...
No, this is Rory.
Oh, okay, it's Rory.
Yeah, this is Rory.
Someone said, okay. And so the big thing also this year is there's an interesting competition with the bowls. The bowl bash is Friday night, and that's a real get-down kind of fun thing to have happen, isn't
it? Yeah. If you like bull riding and some live action, we're going to have a rawhide race and everything going on Friday night.
What's a rawhide race?
Rawhide race is we set up two barrels in the middle of the arena, and there's one person on one side and one person on the other side on horses on the opposite side of the arena, and they're going to drag a person on a rawhide down the arena, around the barrel, and back up from where they started. And
that's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy.
It's crazy, but it's fun to watch.
And you just hope they stay on the ride, right? You
mean, otherwise, man, I see them tuck and roll sometimes, and they hang on, and they make it. It's fun.
There's a competition about riding bulls that have never been ridden before this year, too, right?
Yeah, right. The bulls are coming from me. I got most of them, and Triple L Ranch has a few. And I have three bulls I got that haven't been ridden.
Upcountry there? Are they bulls you have here on the island?
Yeah, I raise the bulls on the island.
Oh, and you make sure they're nice and sassy, huh?
Oh yeah. They're athletes. They're
athletes
to do this. Yeah.
Athletes. I like that. Bull athletes.
Yeah.
I like that. It's a good term.
They're born to do what they do.
Well, that's cool. So what's the story? You have to ride how many?
I have three bulls that are unridden. And their names is Hijack, Flammable, and Cowboy Coffee. Three of these bulls, yeah, Cowboy Coffee.
Cowboy Coffee?
Yeah, Cowboy Coffee.
Okay, I thought you said Cowboy Coffin, and I thought that was... Okay.
Cowboy Coffee. He's a yellow bull. He looks like coffee, so name him Cowboy Coffee.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If they've never been ridden, I've got to ask you a question. Are they been in the chute before? Do they know how to go and shoot?
Oh, okay. Yeah. These bulls bucked all their lives. That Hijack, a little older bull, he must have had about 30 outs on him, and no one got the 8 seconds yet on him.
Mm-hmm.
So Monster stepped up and wanted to put a bounty on him, a $500 bounty. So whoever rides any one of those, or any three, one of those bulls, those three bulls, they got an extra $500 in their pocket.
Wow, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
Wow. So, how many bull riders do you have?
I think there's 22 right now.
Wow. Are other riders coming over from other islands, or is it all Maui people?
Yes, ma'am. We got riders from all over the state coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, it's a wonderful tradition. It really is. So now on Saturday, you open a couple hours before it starts, but you open your doors, is it at 2 o'clock?
I think it's at 1:30.
Oh, at 1:30, okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's enough parking there for everyone right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, There's enough parking.
But you don't start the actual rodeo. The grand entry starts at 4, is that right?
At 4, right. But there's some stuff to be doing. I mean, they're going to have tents with... You can go shopping, and I think they're going to have a jumping castle, if I'm not mistaken. for the kids and the beer garden. And
so it's a big event. In fact, you know what? We're giving away a trip to Las Vegas. Brenda's going to, Brenda.
Brenda's
going to be up there, and Tony and some people. We're going to be doing a live broadcast with our very own Chris D, and we're going to be giving away a trip for two to Las Vegas. You want to stop by the Ka'ori radio booth under the vendor tent. Don't miss that chance to get a trip to Las Vegas. That's a very, very cool prize. And we're going to be talking here about how you can win a truck as well. So,
a truck, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of very, very cool.
Yeah, Dodge Ram stepped up big time. And one of our big sponsors for this rodeo.
So it's a lot of work. When did you start working on this rodeo?
Oh, man, we started on the day we got in office in January.
Wow.
And, you know, Roland, our president, he really stepped up and stepped forward and took it by the reins and kind of got everything going, you know.
I'd say. I think it's really, how many years have you been doing the rodeo, Rory?
Oh, I've been rodeoing all my life, but this is the first year I'm actually involved in putting on the show and being a part of it.
And how long has the rodeo itself been going on?
Oh, this is a 62 years.
Think about it, 62 years of rodeo.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Wow, that's awesome. I can't imagine what it was like back in the 40s, can you imagine back in the 40s up there?
Yeah.
Was it the Oski Rice Arena always used for it? Was there another rodeo ground, you know?
No, I'm not sure, but I know I watched some old videos, and it was all at Oski Rice.
Quite a
I'm
history.
I'm not sure if they had any arenas before that.
Quite a history. There's been some really great documentaries done. Some's been on Haleakala Ranch. I'm sure you probably saw that one. It shows some of the old ranch workers, you know, who've been part of it. I talked to John Cruz, who's going to play on Thursday and Friday up at Casanova, and he said his dad, Eddie Cruz, actually rode a bull and got thrown and broke a collarbone up there years ago.
They're not very friendly animals sometimes.
It is an amazing tradition, and and then I just want to let people know, because it is of the time things, on Sunday you go back to the original time, and the gates open at 10 o'clock on
10
Sunday.
10 o'clock, grand entry at 12:30.
And I, you know, even though, you know, a lot of things say starts at 1, people, you don't want to miss the grand entry, because that is really colorful, and you see the horses and the flags and the people, and it's really very visual. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people will be taking pictures, doing videos, doing Facebook Live, because it's got the whole feeling at the grand entry, so you don't want to miss that part.
You don't want to miss that. The grand entry starts at 12:30 on Sunday and 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah. And again, like you said, the country nights are part of it. You know what's amazing to me is you can get these passes through Minute Stop, who are one of the sponsors, Ohana Fuels, and you can get discounts and for the whole weekend. And I really think the whole weekend's a fun way to go.
Yeah, you can get your whole 3 days of rodeo action in one package for your whole family. And it's going to be great. You know, we got a clown from Oklahoma.
Oh, we want to bring up Bullseye's a special clown that's involved this year. He's quite interesting. He was a horse therapist. He was a massage horse therapist. And then he got kind of drawn into being a rodeo clown. And I'll tell you, these guys are heroes to me. I mean, they're amazing.
Yeah.
So he's flying in for this, huh?
Yeah, I think he comes in today, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, those guys are
all the way from Oklahoma.
You don't know. It's a dying breed. It's a dangerous, dangerous job.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out there diverting the bull and running around, taking their lives in their hands to help the riders, you know.
Right.
So they're very, very, very cool. Are people flying in from all around to go to the rodeo? Are you finding people flying in to see it?
I don't know if there's... I'm sure there's people coming from other islands to compete. I got a buddy from Mississippi coming all the way from Mississippi to compete.
Wow.
So he has a long travel.
Well, the Makawa rodeo is different than other rodeos in a few ways, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I travel a lot. I go to all the inter-island rodeo, and Mako Arroyo is the community is always there supporting, and is like a backbone to the club, and we just want to continue the tradition of rodeo here in Hawaii, and just trying to make it better for the kids and people to enjoy their family and friends at the rodeo.
Well, I know you're really, really busy, and I appreciate you taking the time to stop and call in.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you there at the rodeo. Gosh, I can't believe
we're
just a couple days away, right?
Yes.
Okay, have fun.
All right, hope to see you guys there.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
That's fun. Well, that's quite an amazing tradition. We're going to talk to a couple of the wonderful sponsors who have joined us here now. We have a couple of people here from Jim Falk Ram Trucks. We have Brian Michaels. Aloha, Brian. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good to see you. And also Bud Lights, Representative Greg. And I help. I don't want to mispronounce your last name, Greg. Get in here real close to the mic and face it. Yeah, make it all set up here. Greg Cabanting?
Yeah, Greg Cabanting.
Cabanting is here from Bud Light. Now, Bud Light's been the official beer sponsor for 15 years? Oh, my gosh. So I want to hear about this giving away a truck. I know we teased people earlier about a truck being given away, which is pretty amazing. Tell me about this and what's being given away and how do you win it?
Well, Jim Falk's proud to sponsor the rodeo this year, and the Dodge store, Dodge really stepped up. We're going to have a booth up there and some trucks. You can stop by the booth and register, or you can stop at the Dodge store on South Punane Avenue before the rodeo.
Do you know what truck's been given away?
It's a Dodge Ram.
A Dodge Ram?
Yeah.
What's the value of this truck?
I don't
roughly?
Have a clue. Probably $40,000.
Whoa!
Now, it's not a four-store giveaway. We're going to pick five names mm-hmm. out of the drawing, mm-hmm. and then they all have a chance to play the cornhole game.
Tell me what is a... I've never played a cornhole game, and I don't know how many people out there have ever heard of a cornhole game, so you'll have to describe this.
It's kind of like horseshoes, where you throw the beanbag, and it goes in the hole.
Okay.
You know, towards a piece of plywood.
Well, that doesn't sound that hard.
No, it's not that hard. You're about 40 foot away.
Oh, 40 feet away.
Yeah, 40 feet away.
So you have to have a... This is for baseball pitchers.
No, 40 feet's not that far.
40 feet's not that far.
No.
It's about the size of pitching a ball across a baseball field.
Not even that far.
Not that far?
No.
Okay.
No.
Could you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, this is now people are going to start getting their arms ready here.
They can come by the store and practice.
Oh, can they?
Yeah.
Which location is this?
The Dodge Ram pickup showroom on South Punane Avenue.
On South Punane Avenue.
We have them there, and they'll be set up there at our booth.
Now, can you sign up in advance?
Yeah, you can sign up in advance at the store, or you can sign up Saturday at the rodeo. We'll have a booth and trucks up there.
Oh, I didn't know. So you can kind of cheat.
Yeah, you can cheat. We're going to draw five names, and then the closest to the hole gets a chance to throw one bag to win the truck.
Now, you're saying the closest to the hole, so I'm assuming people don't get the bean bag in the hole.
Not every time, no.
I mean, just a little clue there. The closest to the hole. So that's good.
Yeah.
So if you're close to the hole, you don't win the truck?
Don't win the truck.
But you could win something else.
Sure. We'll probably give you something else. A hat or something. Sure.
Where's that accent from?
West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia. Yeah. Okay. That's funny. A little bit of that accent going on. But you got to actually get the bean bag in the hole.
In the hole to
win
the truck.
Okay. Here's the question. How big is the hole?
Probably 8 inches.
8 inches. How big is the bean bag?
Probably 3 inches.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, it's more fair than a carnival, right?
Yeah, I know. No, that's okay. I thought you might say the hole's like, you know, 8 inches and the bean bag's 12 inches.
No, it's not a trick.
It's not a trick.
We'd love to give away the truck.
Okay, well, this is very exciting. You're getting people excited. So, people, this is what you do. You can go down Pu'unani Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
As you're going down Pu'unani Avenue, what's the cross street?
I don't know. It's 221 South Punane Avenue.
It's
Jim Falk Valley Automotive.
Okay, right down there.
It's on the other side of the Ford dealership.
Okay.
It's a Dodge Jeep dealership is where you register.
Okay. And you go down there, you can register there, and you can actually practice there.
Yeah.
Could you you can't throw the thing there.
No, yeah, we'll let you throw it there. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be up there Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday, and then the truck giveaway is Saturday night.
So you got to get up there Saturday, folks. Now, this is really important information for you, because if you go Sunday, too late.
Yep, too late.
Too late.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can practice in advance. You get up there Saturday, and then you get your chance. Can people enter as many times as they want or just once, or how does that work?
They didn't tell me. I'm going to say okay. You can enter as many times as you want.
And is there a fee for entering or
no,
anything?
No fee for entering.
Well, that's a pretty good deal. Wow, and a $40,000 truck.
Yeah, easy $40,000.
Well, I sure hope someone wins that.
You can register yourself.
So what happens if two people get the beanbag in the hole?
Where five people get drawn.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Who's ever makes it in the hole or is closest gets one chance to win the truck.
And then you get the chance to win the truck. Mm-hmm. And then what do you do for that chance?
You throw the beanbag again.
Again?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you got to be good twice.
Okay, I've got the rules down. I got the rules down now. You can practice in advance. You go to Jim Falk, Valley All Motors, the location where the Jeeps are, 221 Pu'uneni. Mm-hmm. You can practice there. You can register there.
Yes.
But if you don't register there, you could register on Saturday and do it there just all by yourself. Okay. And then from all the people who've entered, the people who get it in the hole, there'll be a drawing of five people.
Well, whoever enters, we're drawing five out of everybody that enters.
Oh, okay. Now I'm getting it. Okay, this is a little complicated.
Yeah.
So it's not everyone throwing the beanbag.
No.
It's out of all the people registered, you're picking the names.
Mm-hmm. We'll draw five names.
Five names, and then they have the chance to throw it in the hole.
Mm-hmm. Who's ever closest
gets another chance.
Goes on to the final chance to win the truck.
Well, this is really important because it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal, a free truck.
I'm pretty impressed, actually, that this could be happening. I mean, this is a big truck. So, have you tried to do it?
Oh, yeah. We split all the time, family reunions. It's kind of like horseshoes.
Oh, is it something from the South?
Yeah.
Is this a Southern thing? Okay.
I think. It's probably a rodeo
thing. I mean, I've done horseshoes.
It's a country thing.
It's a country thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you tried on the one here? Have you tried to do it?
I'm not practicing up. I don't think I'm eligible for entry.
But sometimes, I figure you'd be sitting around and having coffee and shooting the stuff and maybe throwing beanbags in the hole.
I mean,
just to see if you could do it. Well, hey, folks, go down and register. If not, you can register on Saturday, but don't wait because the winner's going to be, it closes. It's only up to Saturday. To how late are you going to do it?
On a Saturday night, they're going to do it at some Saturday point night. During the rodeo. I'm not sure.
Well, that's a big deal. And we want to thank Jim Falk and Ram Trucks.
Thank you.
Ram Trucks for coming up with a super nice prize of a $40,000 truck. Do you know what color it is?
No.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay.
We might let you pick what color it is.
That'd be kind of cool, huh? Wow. Someone's going to get lucky, I hope. And then we'll let people know. Will you let us know?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Also here in the studio, happy to have another guest and another sponsor, Greg Bud Light. Bud Light. Okay, so tell me about the different Bud Lights. Because, I mean, I've heard there's Bud Light, but there's also other Buds. I mean, there's Bud Platinum and Bud. So get in on the mic there, Greg.
Okay, before...
And tell me about Bud Light and why Bud Light over the other Bud drinks.
Okay, if I may, I'd like to just kind of make a comment on...
Yes, please do. You're welcome to make any comment.
Truck.
Yes.
What's great is that... That cornhole game is not, it's not new to a lot of people in Maui. You see them practicing on the beaches at the park
really?
On the weekend.
Oh, okay,
so
just me.
It takes skill and some luck. So I think.
But there's people practiced here who know how to do this.
Oh, it's a popular game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very popular.
Okay,
yeah.
I grew up in Beverly Hills. I'm sorry, they didn't do it in Beverly Hills. There was none of that in Beverly Hills. You have to excuse me. I'm not a country girl.
So I did go
riding up in the Hollywood Hills when I started riding when I was 5 years old. But even there at the riding stable, they didn't do it.
You still ride?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wish. I don't have a horse anymore. Oh. I used to have a couple of horses, and I love riding, but I don't have a horse anymore. When I moved to Maui, it's so expensive to feed them here.
Yeah, riding is fun, huh?
It's fun, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying,
I agree.
It's one thing if you have a ranch and you have your own horses in the backyard, which is the way I like to go, Yeah. If I can ride, I want to ride with a horse in my backyard. Just get on when I want and just take off in the hills, you know?
Yeah.
That's my favorite. Well, you're nodding. You know about this? Yeah, that's what you... Once you got spoiled and you've owned horses, you don't want to get in a line of people that are all tied up with a rope and go out with a group that's, you know, you don't want to pay $60 or $100 to, I'm sorry, get spoiled, you know? And you don't want to go out with other people. You know, you want to go out by yourself. With
yeah.
Them. Yeah. But you're a rider, I guess, huh?
It's been a long, long time.
But you rode too, right?
Back in college, yeah, I used to ride a little bit on the mainland.
So you haven't ridden any of these bulls?
No.
I think you're going to start now. So yeah. Tell me, now Budweiser, why Bud Light? Because there's so many different kinds of Bud beers. Like there's a Bud Platinum, which is like super duper, but why the Bud Light?
Well, Bud Light is the flagship brand for the brand Bud Light. It's a very popular brand, and they have the offshoots in a family. Like Bud Light is, you know, your light beer, and then you have Bud Light Platinum, which is more a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit higher in alcohol, a little bit more flavor. And then you got Bud Light Lime, which is...
I don't know about that one. I never heard of that one.
Real popular with people who like citrus in their beer.
Bud Light Lime.
Yeah.
Is that newer?
No, that's been around for about over a decade.
Wow. I didn't know about Bud Light Lime. I've never seen anyone drink Bud Light Lime, so that's interesting.
Yeah, it's one of our popular ones. Actually more popular than Bud Light Platinum.
Is it really?
Yeah. And then you have the Bud Light Ritas, which is basically a beer, but it drinks like a margarita. So we have different flavors.
I bet that's popular.
Yeah, we have the Lime Ritas.
Did the women like that one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
I remember one year at the rodeo, we were asked on Saturday, hey, we need something for the women, and we brought it some up, and they just ran out real quick.
Are you going to have all these different Buds? Are you just going to have Bud Light at the rodeo?
No, we'll have different flavors.
You bring the big Bud truck up?
Yeah.
You're going to bring the I want to see those Bud horses. I want to see the big, I love them. What are they?
We won't get the horses.
I know. Wouldn't it be cool, though, to see them?
We thought about that, but it's too costly to ship things in.
I know. Can you imagine? And they're heavy.
Yeah.
I don't know if they go by weight, but can you imagine? I don't even know how they ship those Clydesdales. That's what they are. The Clydesdales are so beautiful.
Yeah. Very, very majestic horses, though.
Yeah, I'll get in here. So
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll have the different flavors, but we'll have a beer garden there. It's not about the really about the beer. It's about the rodeo.
Yeah.
And the tradition and the ability to showcase the Maui, not just in Maui but throughout the state, because I think the Mako Rodeo has a great reputation
for
being the rodeo for the state of Hawaii.
It is very well thought of, and it is unique. Yeah. You know, and it's, you say 62 years, right?
Right.
I mean, so what a tradition.
Yeah, and since I've been involved with the rodeo, I would just say in the last 5 years, it's really grown. I mean, I remember 2 years ago, they ran out of parking space, 910 cars in that parking lot.
Wow.
And people are parking all over the place. So it's really grown, and I think with Ministop coming on board, selling tickets in advance, it's really helping the rodeo because, you know, when you get to the rodeo, those lines are long just to buy your ticket.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity to get your tickets in advance so you can walk right in.
You're right. And not only that, this year Ministop has the app. So if you have the app, you can just get the app and you can get a discount and stuff. So it's worth getting the new Ministop app as well.
Yeah.
And it also gives you your credit because you get that card that gives you extra points and things. So you're right about that. And it definitely is worth it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I remember when I came back, I was just coming here. 1986 I went. And I went to the rodeo, and I was just blown away by it. It was so much fun, and it's so great. And people do travel from all around the world and come in here for the rodeo.
You know, the Friday Night Bull Bash, in the years I've been going to it,
mm-hmm.
you see people who you wouldn't think would dress up in cowboy gear are there on a Friday night.
I mean,
it's just packed. It's a great gathering place for people in Maui.
It is, and then, of course, this year, you know, the Country Line Dancers, and then John Cruise playing down there, and that's always a trip, going to Casanova. Another tradition, you know, going to Casanova, even before it was Casanova, which has been over 20 years now, but, you know, that's where the cowboys hang out, and everyone, It's almost like it's another world. It's almost, I don't know, it's kind of like you're going to Texas for a night or something, right? Doesn't it feel like with the cowboy hats and everything, everyone in jeans and people covered in dust and stuff, and it's kind of an interesting place that night, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty unique, that bull bash, because I've gone to the rodeos on Oahu over in Town and Country Stables.
You're really
over the years.
Into this thing.
And I tell you, that Friday night bull bash is a very unique event for rodeos, I think.
Unlike other places?
From what I've seen, yeah.
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 So you're into rodeos, huh?
I enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I was just at the film festival over the weekend, and I saw the nicest commercial for Stella, and I hope pronounced?
Yeah, Stella Artois.
I see that, the French words. I may be from Beverly Hills, but Artois, you know. but there was a, did you see that ad they had?
Yeah.
Was that a beautiful ad?
Yeah.
That was impressive. And so Bud Light likes to get behind good, I mean, that was, explained what Bud is behind some really good causes, too.
Right, right. Like, well, Stella Artois, you know, we do the Water for a Cause, where we raise money to help people in other countries where, you know, access to fresh water is hard. So working with Matt Damon.
Yeah, he did the commercial. I mean, exactly. It was beautiful. It was really well done.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the causes are great. And then, you know, one thing like we like to do in promoting during the rodeo time, as you can see when we march in the parade, is it's really one of the bigger, I guess, beer drinking holidays throughout the year.
And I would think, yeah, 4th of July would be, because people also are out barbecuing and doing things, right? And they're drinking out there, yeah.
So that's when we step it up with our other messages that, you know, to be responsible.
Definitely, definitely.
Because, you know, you don't want to ruin a great time. I mean, beer's there to enhance your life and events.
And you won't have fun if you drink too much.
Being responsible is just going to ruin it for everybody.
It's not fun anymore. If you drink too much, it's not fun for anyone.
And don't drink and drive. That's really important.
Most important.
Yeah.
Most important is don't drink and drive, you know. I mean, not only that, I just have to say the police will be out and you won't see them. But they'll see you. If you're driving and drinking, not a good idea. And believe me, it'll ruin your day.
Especially up country, you know?
yeah. No, I mean, and if you want to drink, fine, but just have someone else drive. And you know what? They do have Lyft and Uber here now.
Right.
Or you get on your horse. I don't think there's laws against driving a horse.
And everybody
drunk.
Has friends, right?
Yes, yeah. I would hope so. I would hope so. And your friends don't let other friends
correct
drive.
Yeah.
If they're drunk, you're, you know, absolutely true. But I think it's wonderful. Budweiser's been around here for years. It's distributed by who?
Oh, Anheuser-Busch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And are you going to have your truck in the parade?
Yeah, we'll have our truck, and we'll have we try to do a little different things. You know, we don't have the horses here, of course. We'll have the
I think they ought to give you horses only for the islands.
And then we'll
they should have the babies. You know those babies they show, the baby Clydesdales?
Oh,
they ought to send a few of the babies over here to grow up on the good grass up country and have our, we should have our own breed of Muckawa Clydesdales.
I should talk to Rory. Maybe
you
can
really
help me out
should.
Next year. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if we had our own Clydesdales that were approved?
Right.
And I'm sure there's some way they could get the gene over here and we could have our own Clydesdale horses.
I think
there's
some here in this town.
I've seen a couple only, but the Budweiser, those are really nice ones. They're beautiful horses.
They live better than most of us.
They live very, very well. They're stars. Are you kidding? They're celebrities.
Yeah.
And they, you know, we were talking about the parade earlier. I talk about horses that have to put up with a lot and are used to doing anything. Any horses that has to be, like, can you imagine how those horses are trained, the Budweiser Clydesdale, to be able to be in parades like they are? I mean, those horses can they're very, very well trained. I mean, there's a whole team of them too. It's not just like a few. So
right.
I'm sorry, I just love them. So I'm getting off on them, guys. And the commercials are always great, and the Super Bowl too, right?
Right.
I mean, they stand out.
Right.
And I mean, I think that branding quality, just like I saw the great. I don't know if it was the same people that do the Budweiser commercials that did the ad with Matt Damon, but really, really well done.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you.
They spend some money doing things right.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah, and just goes to show that, you know, sometimes it's not about the beer. It's about, you know, where beer fits in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And,
in a lifestyle.
Yeah, and we've got to, you know, we've got to make this world a better place.
Well, I agree with that.
And it comes back to the business in a right way.
Yeah, and you've been involved with them how long?
With Makura Rodeo? When I initially worked for Anheuser-Busch, it was a while back. I worked in marketing on Oahu.
Oh, you worked first in Oahu?
Yeah. And then I remember,
it's a lot of beer in Oahu.
Yeah, and I remember back then, the Makura Rodeo came on the radar, and somehow we were able to get the sponsorship. And then I left the company, and then when I came back, I moved to Maui, and here I am. Something wow. that I started with and got to continue, and it's been really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
How much beer gets drunk on Maui on a weekend like the 4th of July weekend, would you guess? I know there's no figures, but I mean, just give me a guesstimate.
Yeah, that's
right. Pretend you're throwing the bean bag in the hole here, and we'll try to guess it.
I would say between our beers and competition, maybe about, I don't know, 25,000 cases. But see, you got to understand that Maui's population is about 150,000.
Yeah.
And on an average day, we have about 50,000 tourists on the island.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, you got to count them both
in. And the tourists are the ones.
And you got the restaurants and the hotels.
Because most of us work during the day. Tourists can drink all day.
That's right. So you're thinking a 25,000 cases?
You know what?
You're guessing. I know, but so on the average, how much beer do you sell in a week?
For us here, we do about 18 to 20
what?
Cases. 18 to 20,000 cases.
18 to 20,000 cases.
Yeah.
So a large part of that's getting it out and distributed and getting it out to everyone.
Getting it out there. And I mean, I don't know exactly what purchased and kept in the fridge, but you know, July 4th.
So you're doing as much in a weekend as you are in a week. On a weekend like 4th of July weekend and the rodeo and everything, you think you're doing as much in a weekend as you would do in a week, maybe a regular week.
Remember, even though our brands are the bigger brands,
mm-hmm.
we represent just less than half of total beer sold on Maui, because while our Anheuser-Busch brands, we might have, you know, like maybe 10, 15 brands that's really big. There's another company out there that distributes everything else. So you got to combine our beer and their beer consumed out there.
So it's a big business.
It's a big business.
And I'm sure that they appreciate you doing the sponsorship.
It's one of those things where, you know, it's like a couple of things that people in Hawaii can't live without. You know, rice. Right, it's one of them. You know, I mean, there's a running
rice, toilet paper, and beer.
Yeah.
So in your emergency kit, because we are in hurricane season, you gotta have rice, toilet paper.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing.
And beer.
You go to an event, and you know they might run out of something, and then as soon as you run out of rice, it's like Asians running out of rice. I mean, Asians running out of rice. Right? They go. All of a sudden, everybody goes home because there's no more beer.
No, you can't run out of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to be prepared.
As long as it's done responsibly, right?
I mean, so you're going to have a booth up there?
No, we don't have a booth.
Just going to have a beer garden.
We have a beer garden. We have some the Bud Girls.
Tell me about the Bud Girls. What are the Bud? They're going to be in the parade.
Yeah, we're going to have them. We're going to have Bud Girls in the parade riding horses, and then we'll have
On horses.
Yeah.
But not Clydesdales.
No, not Clydesdales. And then we'll have them also walking.
Can you imagine trying to ride a Clydesdale?
Oh, my goodness.
They're big.
I would be all smiles. Yeah, huh?
I can't. The thought boggles the mind. But okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be great. I think, you know, one thing I want to point out that this year's rodeo, the planning, we've been really involved along with Jim Falk.
And there's been there's been tons of meetings.
Yeah.
There's been meetings. I'm telling you, you'd think that these people with horses have better things to do and bowls, but no, they're out there doing meetings and they want everyone. You know, it's pretty loose, you know, up country, but meetings are important for a rodeo. Right?
And then, you know, with Roland.
Have you heard about this? The meetings are important. You've been to some meetings, haven't you? I'm getting a one nod. Dwayne, you've been to meetings.
Well, not the rodeo ones, but for the parade.
For the parade, lots of meetings.
Lots of meetings.
Lots of meetings.
Yeah, lots. We had one last night.
And you just have to realize people in Makawao aren't always on the same boat. I mean, everyone has different things. So to get a meeting and everyone together on the same page is quite an accomplishment. So I have to applaud you.
It is an accomplishment.
It is an accomplishment.
I second that.
It is, right.
There's a lot of moving parts of
it. It is, because Makawao is unique. You know, you have a lot of different styles and people and businesses. So I mean, I think it's really great when you can. I mean, even the third Fridays in Makawao, I think it brought the community together to a degree, you know, because in Makawao, do you live up country?
I live right in Makawao.
So you know what? The third Fridays are a chance for people to come together, right?
Yes.
And it's kind of hard because sometimes you have to close the road and there's things going on, but it's a wonderful chance for people to see how come visit Makawao and get together and see, you know, old style, you know, see and have visitors come to those as well too.
Yeah, exactly.
And it brings about this cohesiveness. Even if people are different, they all get together for these rodeos and parades and events and things. Which is cool. Do you live up country?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. That's funny, because you've been to some of the meetings.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And actually, it's been well organized this year. Roland's done a good job involving everybody in the planning. And I think it's going to be a great event this year with, the things that they've added to this thing, changing the certain times and the addition of, you know, Ministop and them stepping up with Kim Ribello and Kimo Haynes over there, and then Jim Falk coming with a truck, and the return of Danny Estacado.
It's nice. Danny was gone for 20 years, huh?
Yeah.
And it's nice to have him back from Vegas.
Yeah. He wrote a song one time, a long time ago, where talked about Bud Light. It was pretty cool.
Seriously, did
he? Yeah, it's called Chalk and a Stick.
Does he get free drinks now?
He lives in Vegas. I don't think he drinks anymore, does he?
Oh, maybe Danny will win a trip to Vegas. We're giving away a trip to Las Vegas at our Ko'oi booth. Can you imagine Danny winning a trip to Vegas?
No, he would have to host the winner.
Maybe we'll get him to do that. Well, we only have a couple minutes left. I do have to give a shout-out to Brenda, Brenda Lindsay. You know Brenda?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know Brenda?
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
See, Brenda. You don't know Brenda. You're from Virginia.
I don't know anything.
If you're from Makawao, you know Brenda. Brenda's very Makawao. But no, you do. You know about your trucks and you know about the game. And everything.
Oh, yeah.
So you do know about something. And you probably know a lot about Fords as
Yeah, Fords.
There you go.
Everything Jim Polk has. Yeah.
Okay. So you do know. But Brenda's been really very busy on this, and she's worked really hard also to make it happen. And we're going to have Chris D out there doing live broadcasts, and we are, like I say, very, very happy to give away a trip to Las Vegas. So make sure you do the booth. And Henry Silva, boy, what an amazing man, huh? Mm-hmm. He was sent to the Smithsonian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to show
that's
people.
Amazing.
Yeah, to show people how to actually braid the ropes and things, right? Not the rope, but you know what I'm talking about. Braid the ropes, whatever. Anyway, so I think it's a great thing, and it's Makawao's day. It's actually Makawao's weekend to shine. And it's a chance to get up there and really see a part of what Maui's all about. The Paniolo have an amazing history and a unique history here on Maui. And maybe stop by. They have that museum, too, which is kind of fun. Hmm. On Makawao Avenue now. You know the one I'm talking about,
yes,
too.
Yes, the Makawao History Museum. Yeah,
which is cool.
Really interesting things in there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I want to thank you all. Thank you so much, Dwayne. Thank you very, very much. It's wonderful talking to you and finding out about those, how we can get a Clydesdale here. Next year we're going to have the Clydesdale baby horses in.
Nah.
And thank you, Greg. And thank you also, Brian. Appreciate you coming in. And thank you, Brenda. And don't forget the big, big weekend this weekend. Get your tickets at Minute Stop, and we'll see you up there at the rodeo. It's going to be quite a memorable weekend, one of the best ever yet. And keep practicing. Aloha. See you soon. With your lace,